Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 26th of November. Power to be Witnesses. As a believer is led by the Spirit in the fellowship of Christ's sufferings, they are able to be more than a conqueror through Christ who loved them. Significantly, the believer's capacity to journey with Christ and to fulfill the will of the Father in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings is the seven spirits of God. This is the same strength that Jesus received from the Spirit, identified by Paul as eternal spirit. The seven spirits of God is the power to enable a person's journey on the pathway of salvation. Journeying with and in Christ, they are able to be his witness in the world. Explaining this implication of baptism by the Holy Spirit, Jesus said to his disciples, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." By the Spirit, they are able to pray and prophesy and to testify as a son of God. In this regard, any Christian who has received the baptism of the Spirit is then able, as part of a community of believers, to be a co-worker with Christ. That is, through the seven spirits of God, they are able to proclaim the gospel and to support those who are responding to the gospel so that they are brought to birth as sons of God. Noting this implication of baptism by the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, "Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." It is the seven spirits of God that flow out of the innermost being of a son of God as a river of living water. This is the ministry of the word through which hearers can be born again and nourished as sons of God. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8 verse 37, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14, Acts chapter 1 verse 8 and John chapter 7 verse 38. For further study, Acts chapter 2.